This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'll let you guys start out. I'm going to lean.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. If that's how you want to do it.
We'll start this one.
We'll do it that way. This one.
Is that not?
Kevin, this one.
Yeah.
Chris just told me.
Yeah.
Hayes and I are going to start.
Guys, I'm sorry. That was that was controlling of me. I don't know why I took a leadership role. Mark it. Take one.
Sean and Hayes starting
version. You might want to record a little like opening thing. So people aren't freaked out.
Let's get a header on it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think I was being rude by reclining. That's the only reason I said that. I didn't want you to think, oh, Chris is lazy.
In a chair that's not really... Oh, no, that reclines pretty nicely.
Yeah, it's built for it. It's got a little lean
to it. It's got some give.
No, I'm pushing it. It doesn't do that naturally.
Oh, you're just pushing it really hard?
So are the front legs coming up off the ground?
No. This is steel.
Oh, wow. Oh. The combination of heat and pressure is...
Gracious me.
And velocity. 35 mph.
Kevin slows down Chris's footage because his movements are so jerky and violent. Well,
Zoom is doing it naturally. I have it on a MPH smoother because I'm moving so fast that you guys would throw up.
Wow.
Oh no. Tom Cruise is gonna hate that you're smoothing your footage.
Yeah. Ryan Johnson's gonna kick in the door and adjust your video window. But I like that. I love that idea. Let's start.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Let's see if it works.
Real quick, actually, before we do, Chris, do you mind if we play the song?
Oh my God. I regret. I am regretting.
Just say I regret.
So
I regret
much.
Is I regret. It's a catch all. I regret.
Yeah.
Yeah, I regret.
That's going to work for the whole episode.
I regret.
Here we go.
Yeah, please play it.
So what I have so far is, he was a tater boy. She said, I'm your waiter boy. There's no potato for dinner. So the idea, he was a tater boy. He went to a restaurant and ordered potato.
Yep.
And the server says, we don't have potato. You can't just order potato for dinner. And so this is kind of the message that the whole Potatoes Council is trying to send, that why can't it
be an entree?
We're butchering the potato every time we serve it. Why can't whole potato be something that you order at a restaurant? But they want to do the whole, for this spot, I guess for the extended spot, they want the entire song.
So they're doing like a 3-minute version.
Yes.
And then they want to be able to chop it down and segment it into like a 60 second, or like a 15 if it's like tagged on the front of like
huge digital buy pop up that appears behind the window that you're currently using. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom of the screen, not even really on screen, you have to drag it into position to see the window. It's completely invisible.
It's so funny, because they request this full length version, which you can luxuriate in it. Although 3 minutes is a little too long, but I guess Google's algorithm says that that's like the ideal time to get click. I wouldn't want a video to be that long, but I guess most people do. But they're ignoring the fact that most people will only ever see the 30. Yes. And when you have a long cut like that, the brutality of the 30 is not at the forefront of your mind. The brutality, the viciousness of how aggressively you need to chop down. So you may not have time to ever say the word potato in the 30.
Oh, great. So now it we're losing all the entire be idea. Oh, great. So in the
let's
name,
get it all. Let's get it all. Let's get tater instead of potato because you don't have that third syllable. Right? And then it's the potato council. It's not the tater council. So don't make me drag it out and extend it if you're not prepared to leave time on the day to get these alts where we can say instead of like, so yours was he was a tater boy.
Yes.
We probably just have tater boy.
It just says tater boy. Well, it's supposed to line up with the song.
I know.
So it just comes in on tater. Sorry. It just comes in on tater boy.
Don't apologize.
Like that.
Yeah. Tater boy.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
But it's but I agree with the premise. I actually think it's a good idea to get it out there of like potato should be an entree. Mm-hmm. We don't have to like fuck it up and like just like mutilate it every time. It's like put the potato down and let's have dinner like a family.
Yes, the whole and the whole potato council has been they fully anticipate that the French fried potato council is going to come try to bury this campaign.
Is there any like kind of social media
pour
push
money into it
separately? I just think that like once you've built the world,
and this is where I want Chris to like
I'd like Chris's
the song parody
input,
and I want his input on the hashtag campaign as well. You were instrumental sort of behind the scenes in saving AP Bio, saving The Good Place, which I don't think was ever really under
I remember
threat
you
necessarily, but like just in case.
Are you being served? I was instrumental in that one. Yeah.
Hashtag save served.
Yeah.
Yes.
You canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but then you also did help it get saved.
I didn't help it get
saved. I think you felt like the home.
No,
I did help that one.
No, I just watched it die and then someone else brought it back. Yeah. I wanted that one off.
I had heard that you brought it
Babar.
Back to life
you remember
just
Babar?
To kill it again. You saved Babar.
Yeah.
You and saved Babar, huh?
Well, I did the live action remake with Richard Gere as Babar.
And they Americanized it too.
With those tiny little eyes, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, no, I think Tater Boy, I mean, it's hard to fully grasp what it exactly is that you're talking. You're trying to push the potato as an entree, right?
The whole potato as something that you can go at a restaurant and you can just
order
a potato and they will bring
just
you a
you
whole
sit
potato.
Down and say potato or I guess tater.
This is a campaign that you guys must have been discussing prior because you definitely started this in the middle of it, right? As we started today, or is this
first?
This
is a continuation of a discussion that we were having.
Good.
Very late last night.
Yeah. So we had it. We both fell asleep in the middle of the conversation. Started the show.
We
just sort of picked up right where we left off. We both fell asleep on the phone.
So that was off air. And then, so that important preamble was off air. And then you jumped in. I got it. Okay. Well, from what I understand, and you're talking about the goring of it, which is going to happen to cut it down on socials, Sean, right?
And it's just the brutality of the 30.
It's like a woman getting gored at Yellowstone. Like how that happens. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that happens every six
Almost
months.
Almost every day.
Yeah. Daily.
It's less than 6 months. I'd say it's every couple weeks.
And they always say gored. It's always gored. But
a bison gores are
always
it's
always that.
And it's like, well, she shouldn't have been so close. And it's like, but the bison's on the walking path. Like they have these walking paths that you're not supposed to move away from. So
bisons
I don't
have
know
the right
who's
alley.
To blame.
The bisons have the right. Well, they're European. They pass on. They use left and right. And that's how that
so much of it, isn't it?
It's
the American bison is European.
It's so much of it. But I think what you're saying ultimately, Sean, is that you're going to miss. I mean, you're going to be lucky to even get Tater Boy in the.
Let's write it to the 30 because primarily, I mean, it's going to be playing during, you know, big football games.
M&M store.
And the Oscars. Yeah.
The big football game.
Yeah. And so we're going to see it there more so
TVs.
Than people will see it on Well, yeah, on gas station TVs. So I just think these long ones, we put so much time into it, and like, yeah, okay, in a perfect world, everybody's going to click on this 3-minute videos. I don't know that people will seek that out. I ask about social media, I want your help, Chris, because my vision is post the story of the commercial.
I don't like where you're going. Okay.
Post the story of the commercial, whatever this song ends up being.
Uh-huh.
That as you're scrolling through your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, that there's a promoted post, which is a direct-to-camera video from the perspective of the server who was helping the tater boy, saying how her perspective has been changed, how she offers potato now and she can't believe she didn't, she's embarrassed, from the tater boy, how happy he is to get his food now, and from the potato saying, this is how I like to be eaten.
Interesting. You asked the boy's age?
Yeah, how old is the
38,
boy?
38-year-old
boy. Oh, okay.
38, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Got it. He's in his late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a tater boy.
Okay, so I don't know if boy is exactly the right term for that. You know, that's an elder millennial. That is a tater. Well, you're not going to get tater boy in the jingle at all. You're just going to, but for 30 sec, we got to write around the 30 second.
Let's write it to the 30 and then build off it rather than writing this big, funny, awesome thing and then getting in there with a scalpel and like taking, stealing these little moments until it doesn't hang together at all.
It's just going to be a snare drum is all it's going to come down to.
What we're going to hear if we do it this way. So I appreciate the effort you've put in, Hayes. And I actually think it's good. We have to cut it down.
Actually. Okay. Yeah. This is good. Wow. Great.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, I think we need to think like industrial soundscape. And I think we need to use cold imagery. Cold.
Okay.
Kind of think like kind of color corrected blue imagery, very slow,
mm-hmm.
and we're only gonna have time for two shots. Ultimately, and I think
sterile.
Yeah,
a sterile room with steel walls.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We have, just as you're thinking about the color temperature and things like that, we have Rich Voss as the tater boy.
Got it.
He can play 38.
Yes.
He can play 38.
You have Rich Voss.
And he can change his own color temperature. Just, give him a couple minutes and he will personally change it.
So he's going to be doing a lot of ad-libbing. He's going to be kind of uncontrollable, and he's going to be doing a lot of like very tourist-friendly negging of the crew.
Which for the 30 is, God, just like the abattoir that the editing bay is going to become. With Rich's tourist-friendly ad-libbing, trying to fit that into the 30.
And Bonnie McFarlane texting him, "Where are you?"
he didn't tell her.
No, he doesn't tell her shit. He's just there. He's there in like a leather vest, reeking of one Michelob Ultra the night prior.
Well, and you get him there on the day, and you roll.
Sean, you keep using the term on the day, and it is turning me on a little bit. I have to say.
I get excited too about that level of that production. When you're actually there, and it's a live set, it's a hot set.
Lock it down.
Yes, and it's sound speed, right?
Mike moving. Mm-hmm. Mike moving through. Mike flying
sounds
over.
Sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And we're holding for the plane.
Holding for? Yeah, no, you're making me sweat right now.
No, it's incredible, the feeling of being there. But you,
do you know,
Rich.
Do you know, Sean, that I'm on set right now? Do you know that? Do you know for what? Did you read about it?
I don't, actually. Is it for a competing vegetable ad campaign?
Slightly. I mean, it's we're on the same lot, and I didn't want to tell you about this, but we're Michael Mann is reshooting Collateral with me and Randy Rainbow. And I'm playing Tom Cruise's part. It's for $20,000. He goes, I want to remake Collateral with people who were famous on Facebook in 2016.
Liked Collateral.
And Randy Rainbow is playing Jamie Foxx. He's got these tiny, shitty glasses. He looks like shit. And I'm Tom Cruise. I'm Tom Cruise's part. I got gray hair, and I'm holding a gun to Randy's head saying, "Drive the car, motherfucker."
Wow. Drive.
Yeah, it's really, really.
So I heard that you're both getting paid $20K, and it's being shot in $20K.
That, well, see, people are throwing up seeing the early screening. It's gruesome. People, you don't want to see Randy Rainbow and me in beautiful $20K. You're seeing cells of the eye. And if we showed it at Con, and everyone threw up facing each other. Everyone started, and we were just showing the daily
4 minute standing throw up.
Yep. And Randy timed it, and then
wow.
And Randy and I aren't on speaking terms because I had a thing with his wife, and yeah, he has a wife. He's faking it. He voted for Trump, and he has a wife.
Oh no.
Yeah,
Angela Rainbow. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I heard that you can really see Randy Rainbow's eye floaters.
Oh, because this guy's never had a fruit or vegetable in his life. This guy's living off of hot dog buns. That's his primary source of protein.
Oh my God. Yeah. This sounds so good to me because I like Collateral, but I, you know, I look at these movie stars up there and I go,
right.
Can I please see someone who looks like me on screen? Like I have scurvy, you know, I have a wife, right?
Right.
I'm very sick.
Right.
And I never watch that. It's always Tom Cruise. And I go,
exactly.
Oh, this guy's got a lot of problems. Yeah, right. Tom Cruise. No, he's doing well. What about me? I'm very sick. You know, I go to the theater. I assume this will be in the theater.
Definitely. I mean, we're shooting it in 24 hours. So
I go to the theater and I go, can I see one person on screen who looks like me, who's right. physically ill and
who
was
vile.
Not
yeah.
prepared to be filmed?
Right, right. Yeah, someone who looks like an older cousin that doesn't leave the house. And that's why Michael Mann said, I want to do it with you two. And wow. And yeah, so I didn't want to distract from, I just wanted to let you know we're on the same lot right now. And so
no, I didn't know. It's just, not distracting at all. In fact, it, okay. it really fills in the world for me.
Good. Michael Mann says, he says, let me be clear about this. It's going to suck. He said that at the table read before we even started it.
Wow. I love that take charge attitude. Just get mm-hmm. in front, set the mission statement.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could really suck. Which is cool. Like, that's the thing for me now is I want to see something that sucks. Like I go to the movie theater and it's Tom Cruise or whatever. And I'm going like, why doesn't this suck? Like my life sucks. Yeah. I don't feel good. It yeah. is very hard for me to do just about anything.
Yeah.
So like, where's that?
Where's that experience?
Yeah. Like, why doesn't it feel like, I guess sometimes the guy on screen is having a hard day, but he's Tom Cruise. How hard could it be? What I want is the guy looks like he's not doing well and it feels unprofessional. Like I go like, oh, whoever was doing this, like behind the camera was going through something very unfortunate, similar to my life circumstance.
Oh, has never had a proper victory in his life. And also, has never had a glass of water. At best, mm-hmm. sparkling water is the mm-hmm. that's how we're hydrated by sodas. You know,
is drinking sparkling water and yeah. not a name brand.
No, so
like no higher than the Michael Bublé bubbly brand sparkling water can they get access to. Good and Gather is primarily what
it's
they're
the
drinking.
Combination of two words from other brands It's like Crystal Springs.
But it tricks you.
Exactly.
If you're in a rush, it tricks you.
Yes.
It's like people using, yeah. like coffee shops using the Starbucks font.
Aero Geyser.
didn't Joe Biden send out that Michael Bublé seltzer with all those COVID tests?
Yes.
Didn't we get those?
Yeah, it was great.
It was grape. I got blue raspberry.
Okay. Oh, they did mix it up. I was wondering. Yes. I said, did everybody get grape? My parents got grape too. So I got
sake.
Maybe it was alphabetical.
Sake flavored.
I got Michael Bublé's Bublé sake. He goes, buckle up. This is Bublé sake.
Sake Bublé. Wow.
Sake Bublé. And his son, he makes his son chug it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets his son sake buzzed.
I was at the store yesterday. TikTok. They had Pokemon flavored Bublé.
Not even any specific one.
Just
Pokemon.
No, it was Pokemon Bublé.
I didn't recognize your voice. I thought that was a fifth member of the chat right now coming in and sharing that. I didn't even place that with you. It was like a totally different man.
Chris, when he talks when about I the get store, fired up,
the conversations about the store will sort of bring out.
When I think about the voice. Store, that's where I'm really alive.
The store.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're one family. Yeah.
Yes, we talk about the store.
When
the
Sean show. Thinks about the store.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan check in on their fantasy football team. The boys help producer Josh with his email phishing class, and the Flagrant Ones are joined by Nick Weiger to mostly talk all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Chris at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this mm-hmm. could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that
yes.
For the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason
yes.
That we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MACK. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners. Can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Tater Boy thing, I think it's a really good campaign because it is important to push the idea of a potato as an entree, and and I think you need to think about who you're gearing it towards. And I'll,
well,
yeah.
It's so fucking big.
The potato?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, really think huge. About yeah. it versus like yeah. some of the other stuff we eat.
Totally, it's starchy and it's big. You're talking
this
about
this motherfucker's
the size.
Big. That's like right. That's not an entree.
No, you're right. It should be seen as a chicken. A potato should be seen as like in
the
family.
What's the fucking difference?
It's a meat.
It is.
So if we continue from, there's no potato for dinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It go that
potato for dinner.
Now, I was in the part of the song. I guess it's the end. Where with the guitar. Now he's a superstar slamming on his guitar. So,
oh, you don't want to change the lyrics at all? You want to just keep the Ivel plotline?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just anchoring this discussion in the lyrics.
Rich
I'm
Voss just grounding this.
No, he's orienting us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rich Voss just started splashing water on himself hearing about the idea of him playing a superstar.
Well, there is a Voss water too. That could be
wow. See that could be the
out
twist.
The second S, or he just scratches it up with his finger because he's nervous. He's actually really shy.
What if it's a real? What if it's silent? And what if it's what if we ditch all this? And this is going to be more subliminal. And what if it's an image of, so we take Rich Voss, and then through computer animation, he slowly morphs into one of those pristine glass bottles of Voss water over the course of 30 seconds. 3 minutes would be even better, because it would be...
Well, Chris, to stop you.
Yeah.
when we talk about the 30-second spot, you actually have more like 22 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, so you're adding an ad
there's an,
into
there's
the
an ad within
there's
it, yeah.
There's bumpers there's which, bumpers on it. We need, you know,
this is
we have
think,
to make room for the montage. There's a there, you know, there's the potato council,
the french fry potato banner council that has bought an ad within the whole potato council.
The potato men have bought an account. Okay, so
the french fry potato men. Yes,
got it.
But you have more like 22 seconds to tell your story, and
then
they're going to do their work.
And then the 8-second ad on top of that has an ad in, but so it's basically you're adding an ad tessellation, right? So for every ad, so eight.
That has nothing to do with me. You may be right.
For
the 30-second spot, we have 22 seconds to tell our story. So if you want him to turn into a water bottle, I like it. We're going to have to speed it up.
There's stuff about it I really like.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't get me to potato in the same way Tater Boy did.
How though?
Huh?
I'm asking how. No.
How Voss becoming the water bottle? Voss water bottle.
How don't you see the idea of a potato in there?
I'm gonna need a moment, just because I'm afraid that I should feel embarrassed.
Okay, I have another idea. Instead of, okay, to be more potato, you're right. It's not, you shouldn't be embarrassed, Sean. You're right. There's not a lot of potato in there. What if?
I guess the potato's like the Voss water bottle, more than any other water bottle on the market, is just a tube. Mm-hmm. And a potato's a tuber.
It's and Rich Voss himself, think about that. You're not thinking about looking into that man's eyes. Imagine he's trapped now. He's tiny. He's trapped in a Voss water bottle. And he's screaming, get me the fuck out of here. Get me the fuck out of here. Where's
so
Barney?
For the ad, just because the ad is going to run on network and stuff, ideal if we want to get eyes, he's not going to be able to say
swear
fuck. Yeah.
He can say bitch. He could say get me the bitch out of here.
Yeah.
Get
me, comma, the bitch out of here. So
get me the bitch out of here.
Rich Voss is the bitch, starring in Tater. Rich, so it's called Tater Boy.
The bitch is Tater Boy.
So we never see Tater Boy. It's almost like Waiting for Godot. We never see Tater Boy. What we see is Rich Voss playing the bitch. So the Tater Boy is this very, very loud off-screen presence that we feel, but we don't see. I think that the imagination is stronger than any visual. So this is going to get people salivating over the idea of a potato.
Is it possible to format the bitch like the witch did with two V's?
Yeah.
It said it's two B's.
Two B's stacked vertically. Like bunk beds. Yeah. The bitch.
The ditch. The ditch.
The ditch. I think is how you would pronounce that in old
waiting
English.
Waiting for Godot. Is there like an S&M element to this thing? Like, is there like a kink thing happening?
Yeah, I don't
think. Am I crazy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't like, you mean between the two men? Oh, you think they're aroused by the waiting?
Somebody's like on a leash in this thing.
You are absolutely
right. Is it Ponzo or whatever on a fucking leash? Like, is we don't think the guy who Ponzo. Wrote this.
Pongo and Purdy, yeah, are on leashes. And Queequeg, is it one of them named Queequeg?
Yes.
Yeah. I think so.
And one of them is on all fours, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, is that pants. Just like, we're all like, ooh, this smart play. It's like, this freak's just trying to get off. He's just got a fucking kink and he goes like, can I make people do this in front of me? And everyone says it's good and it's okay. And it's like, yeah, just tell everybody it's smart and act all weird. It's like, so dude, why aren't you like me and just get right out in front of it and go, this is what I'm into, okay? Rich Voss trapped in a water bottle is how I get there.
Get off. It's the only thing that's going to get me there. Rich Voss trapped in a beautiful tank, not able to text his bride, Bonnie McFarlane, screaming, get me the bitch out of here. That's the only way to get me there, too, right now.
We're going to have to write against a little bit. This could actually really work because when the French Fried Potato Council ad comes in, it comes in the middle, and they did get Voss. They
that was a big L for us. We took a major L when the star of our campaign signed with the competitor for an ad that was going to take place in the center of our ad.
Yes.
Wow.
And so he says
that undercut us, and for less money than we paid.
I think both sides lose in that. That's not good for either of you guys.
I don't know if it's a win for them, but it's an L for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I know from the cut I've seen, he says that he was lying, says that they
and he says don't watch the rest, which is like gonna kill us.
Yes.
And the back half when we've. In the test markets that we've started to roll out sort of dummy versions of this.
They obey.
Yeah, they do end up not watching the rest. I got to say, him signing, I haven't taken an L that big since I was in Chicago.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. I mean, Sean, I have to ask.
Because the L there is huge.
Yeah, it's so big.
I got to ask. I mean, it's. Can you tell me about the major L that you took in Chicago?
Yeah.
Sounds
that giant
major.
Metal bean fell on me.
Oh my god! talk
the
about
bean
it.
Bean
talk
fell
about
on my
an
foot.
L.
Wow.
You took a major L there.
Yeah, that big ass fucking bean fell on my foot. I thought it was sturdy. You know, I thought you could like mess around with it, push on it and stuff. Yeah,
take a date there. No, but it fell right on. Were you humiliated in front of your date?
My date didn't want to, you know, she don't want somebody with a big fat foot like that. My foot swelled up like a balloon immediately. I think I was allergic to the metal on the bean in addition to getting my foot hurt.
A lot of people are allergic to the bean. Yeah. Mm. And the Chicago, the giant one. Yeah. It's like an old metal.
Nah, my date was basically like, you know, this is it in terms of you getting lucky tonight.
Last time we talked, Sean, I was in Tallahassee. I remember flooring it to my Airbnb to spend 5 beautiful minutes with you guys. And I hate to bring this up, but it's something that I've thought about quite a bit since. At this time, you were in the midst of a sick
there was sort of a
sexual game with
sexual game with my wife taking place. Yeah,
I haven't stopped thinking about that.
It was this cuck kink fetish that got so out of hand.
She was so kink plays a major role in your life, and you were saying that she would just stare at you from atop of the stairs and just kind of like, because I think I was wearing overalls and you said it reminded you of what of the game.
Yeah,
she would
sort of remove one shoulder strap.
One of mine fell. Yeah,
and it was rather enticing, I suppose, to most, but what was actually exciting to me was that I knew it wasn't for me. It was for a guy standing right behind me.
He was in
a young artist in town.
Oh, my God.
Just passing through, really.
Like, just a passing artist? What kind of art was he making?
A touring artist, yes.
Well, he was sculpturing. He was sculpting my wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was doing something else to her too.
Right, right. No, I remember hearing about that. And
I'm now in a position where in order to get her excited, I have to murder him. And then the only way for me to calm down is to go out to my snail shack and just sort of smirk. Just kind of smirk at these beautiful creatures and their mucus-covered bodies.
It wasn't the snails. It was you. You would have to smirk at them for yourself to calm down?
Smirk, and then they sort of ooze their way around my hand and forearm.
This does not sound like an ideal adulthood, Sean.
Well, you won't believe what I did next, Chris, is I put the man's wallet, the victim of my murder in this cuck kink fetish, at the very bottom of the snail tank inside my shack. Well, that's evidence. It's almost like I wanted to get caught, not unlike my wife.
So you come home from your date to your wife with this balloon foot. She obviously puts together everything.
This was a separate date from your wife. This was another woman.
This is part
of it. I thought maybe it could work both ways, you know. Okay, yeah. She's out doing all this like
doing God knows what with this traveling artist.
Me, yeah, I actually know what. I watch them. But I think, well, maybe this time she'll have to kill someone, She'll be the one in the snail shack, although I don't really want her to go in there. It's kind of mine. But I think we'll mix it up. You know, it's gotten a little stale, the cuck kink fetish.
Oh, so it hasn't
gotten... psychosexual game.
That's what I remember. It's the six psychosexual game
it
with
was
your wife.
Sick. But I think, well, maybe this will make it healthier. I go on a date. And
in
I
Chicago,
take my date
you...
to Chicago. You know, we go to see the Bean.
You flew. That's a pretty big flight. It's a good 3-4 hours flight.
Yeah, and we were in New Orleans, I think, my wife and I. And then... I say, well, let's, you know, I'm not going to go on a date right here. Like, let's go to Chicago. I've been meaning to get a look at that Bean anyway, kind of to push it around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You wanted to see it, but you also wanted to do what everyone's doing to it.
Maybe
to feel like you're impacting, because you haven't had access to your wife.
I think it's one of those trick photos people do where they're, where it looks like you're like, holding the Eiffel Tower or something, but you're far away.
I always love those. I always those really brighten up my day.
I can't get enough of the damn things, Chris.
Like you're getting pegged by the Empire, by the Statue of Liberty. You know, I love, that's the big one that I like.
Yeah, the Tower of Pisa.
That one requires
right
you
up
to bring a
fucking
bring a prop on the ferry with you. How many times you get on the ferry and you realize you forgot
the pegging.
I'm holding up the tower. It's leaning, guys. Little help.
I crack up every time when I see those. I just never see it coming.
I can't get enough. Yeah. And I'm thinking, not that the Bean is one of those, but as I look back, everybody who I see sort of like with their hand on the Bean or pushing the Bean, they must be doing an optical illusion, because I went up and pushed it and the fucking thing is loose as all hell. It just drops right off the platform. Yes. And
see, that is such a liability.
Destroys my foot.
Smush your foot, roll into Lake Michigan.
You were just looking to get a fun photo, like the guys that go to Easter Island and make it look like they're getting sucked off by the heads.
Yeah.
You just were trying to get one of those fun Facebook photos that people...
Getting some head, right? From the
what's weird is how people in those photos, they put both hands behind their head.
Right.
Or sometimes like put them both like at their sides, kind of like jauntily. Just do it normal. Just let both your hands hang at your sides.
Be real. Yeah. Be real about it.
Just do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, just do it how you would do it. Which is
put your hands in
both your hands in your back pockets. Put them in your back pockets. And sort of crook behind you so we could see what's going on.
Yeah.
Or put one on, put one on your holster for your, on your hip holster for your sidearm. And then have the other one buried
on your ankle
deep
piece.
In your lower cargo pocket. And But yeah,
so you're talking
through
about
the
concealed carries
loop,
right
through
now,
the hammer loop on your painter's jeans. Just put it there. I like the ones that are hashtag Bonehenge, where you're fucking Stonehenge.
That was our, you need a special lens.
Yes. It's forced perspective. No, yes. Peter Jackson inspired.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah.
Of those
you need a lot
of Lord
help.
Of the Rings stuff.
You need a lot of VFX to pull off Bonehenge, but mm-hmm. a lot. But it's really worth it. It's really, really worth it. Yeah.
Well, the elves and elf are big, but it's just the way they shoot it makes it look like Will yeah. Ferrell's even taller.
Will Ferrell's? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember at the beginning of the pandemic, just like how crazy we all went, and we were all buying those Rancho Gordo giant metal beans?
Of course.
We're like, oh, we need this to be like shelf stable. Like, oh, I'm going to use it. Like, I'm going to become like someone that uses dried giant metal beans now instead of
yeah,
just
gonna be bean
the
dad.
Canned ones.
We all
yes,
thought we
were
going to be
become
dad.
Bean dad.
Yep.
No.
It was that time was so, it's like
it's
just
embarrassing.
Get the canned ones.
Yeah. It's embarrassing to me.
There's a lot of wait. That and a lot of yes. everyone also bought a gimbal. I remember that in the beginning
yes.
of the pandemic.
Everyone was buying
everyone
gimbal
got gimbals.
For their
it's just, yep, and it's yeah. lying around the block and it's yes. like, "Sorry, sir, that was the last gimbal." You're just like, fuck me, man.
God, what,
and
I
got up
doing?
At 2 a.m., you know, to go mm-hmm. to the gimbal store.
You stayed up all night.
I guess.
It's okay. You got up at 2 a.m. It's okay. We can say you got up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sorry.
No.
No, I'm sorry. No,
Sean, you guys
it's
called my ass out. Let's deal
it's
with it.
It's inappropriate. I'm sorry.
I'm fudging it a little bit, you know, but yeah, I didn't sleep at all. I stayed up the entire night.
I mean,
you were pretending to sleep, but you were clearly
I pretended to get up at 2 a.m., but I wasn't asleep. Eyes were wide open.
Sean,
I
called you out. I'm sorry.
No,
I
need
like
that.
It's like overstepping in the beginning of the episode where I told you guys I'd sit this
I need
one
that.
Out. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's whatever, man. That's in the past. No, I need my friends to call me on my shit sometimes. I stayed up the whole night. That whole got up at 2 a.m. I was just trying to sound cool.
Well, I get it. I mean, it's because you were up all night and every second you were saying the word gimbal.
Mm-hmm.
I got an image to protect.
Gimbal,
and then
gimbal.
You said that you had gotten. I remember you.
I said I got the gimbal.
You video chatting me. You said you had gotten the gimbal. But your hand is clearly fully closed around your phone. It's like it's obscuring the lens. There's clearly no gimbal like positioning happening.
Yeah.
Like you're
And I had a shopping bag that I just put like some old cans in.
Yeah.
And for the and sound. I'm just like crinkling them around and going like, you
doesn't
hear
sound,
that? That's the
sound like
of
a gimbal
fresh gimbal.
Yeah.
But it does. Yeah, it didn't sound like it. And it wound up one of the cans had a mouse living in it. And then the mouse came out and I said, oh, that's a good gimbal when the mouse bites your arm.
You went live on Facebook, I think, to debut this, too, I remember. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, there's clearly no gimbal here and you're getting bit by a mouse. Like,
That was a pretty big L as well.
we don't need to keep going over your L's. I mean, I guess I asked about the Chicago one, but
no, this is what I've been saying. You know, I look up on screen and I go to these movies and it's like maybe somebody's taking an L, but it's Tom Cruise. How big an L could it be? And it's like, I want to see
Randy Rainbow.
Randy and Angie Rainbow on there.
Just not talking. Well, that's the thing. Angie is in. She refuses to let Randy out of her sight now. So she's in all. She part of her is in all the shots in the car because she's sitting shotgun, and I'm in the back, silver hair, and Randy legally can't even drive because his eyes. He's never had any vegetables or fruit, so his eyes. He's legally blind, so he shouldn't be. He's day blind.
Yeah.
And, he can see perfectly at night.
Legally and outside the law. Like, the law has nothing to do with it, honestly.
He's paralyzed.
Law has no jurisdiction over his sight.
Yes. Yes. So, look, it's taking a long time, but we only have 24 hours to shoot because mm-hmm. we're each getting $20K and the budget is $20K.
Yeah.
So, there was a GoFundMe.
Hollywood budgeting.
Yeah,
right?
Some fancy accounting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, classic, right? It was a GoFundMe that did it, that is giving me and Randy the salaries.
Wow.
by like a hospital. It's a hospital.
So you're,
there. You know what I say when somebody sends me a GoFundMe for their little short film, even if it's Michael Mann, I say, go fund yourself.
Go fund yourself.
Argo. Sorry. Take that again. Kevin, back it up to the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
I say, Argo, fund yourself.
Chris.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, the insider's guide to kicking butt, dropping names in the red carpet line back always in the showbiz. Chris. Mm.
Now that we're all going back to work and stuff, things are, thing is kind of over.
Let's face it, it's over. Yeah, it's done.
And so
right,
we're thinking no more videos. Time for you.
Yeah.
Oh, are you cutting me off?
We're
opening up opportunities, like your future.
We're giving you some options.
Okay. So, sorry, I'll listen.
Oh, it might be time for that. So,
I think the structure of a workplace could be very useful for you.
A schedule.
Yes.
Someone that you're accountable to. I hate to use the B word, but a boss.
I'm sorry, but fuck you guys.
Well,
I don't want that.
This
whole Good Time Charlie routine.
Fuck off.
Here's the deal, Chris.
Fuck you, Sean, and fuck you, Hayes, and fuck you, Kevin.
Really constructive language.
I knew this was going to turn into
an intelligent
very
conversation.
10 a.m. Yeah. You're doing this. Let's meet at 10 a.m.
Oh, what a sophisticate. Yeah. Yes. No wonder people watch your videos.
Mr. Van Winkle is
incredible references.
Having a big snoozy.
You call me Van Winkle. You're talking to Mr. Winkle again?
Mr. Van Winkle.
Chris, listen. And just let me get that. I listen to you with all your talk, with all those F-bombs flying around. Now you listen to me. Now, if you don't want to get a job, okay, but you will go back to school. So you can go out there. You can apply.
I've
pulled some stuff from the classified section I think you'd be good for.
Fine.
Go back to school, or you can always come join me at the hardware store, and we'd love to have you. And Curtis has been asking where you've been. So you can come with me to the store, and that would be great. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to make these little videos.
I like Curtis.
This is what you're not going to do. You're not going to make little videos all day.
Fine.
Insulting our elected officials.
With your parody songs. Your jaunty parody songs about elected officials. People that gave up their lives for public service.
Public service. Service. They have jobs, Chris. Maybe that's what you're poking fun at. Because
I'll work at the hardware.
Good. Come to the hardware store.
I would love to have you. Store.
Your finger.
Tell me
the way you cross. I see you're crossing your fingers, but
extremely
it's
crossed in a way that
it's
looks like
much.
It hurt.
This is how I was taught.
Really painful. They're turning.
I'm trembling.
My
body.
Blood
my
is leaving your
me
fingers.
That. Your thumb's doing something unusual.
We might
as
need
well.
Curtis to get the key making machine to separate those fingers.
I have dissociated from the pain of what I'm doing right now. From what I'm doing, I can't even think straight. I mean, I can't tell if it's the anger or what I'm doing with my fingers. But I'm. Yeah, I said
this is normal, right?
Right, that's,
I just crossed him a little.
Oh, I also snap weird too. I do that. People don't like it how I snap.
Yeah,
That's pretty. It's pretty quiet.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah,
it doesn't.
It doesn't really matter what you do with those fingers up top. Snapping is just the sound of
this
finger hitting your palm.
Yeah.
So
slap. Just do this.
People say, "What's the sound of one hand clapping?" I go, "Snapping."
Yeah, it sounds. Yeah, it sounds like that.
Sounds like a snap.
You got to do it hard. But yeah, no, I'm not going to the hardware store. And I'm not. And maybe
so
I'll go.
You were lying.
Yeah, I was lying. I was crossing my fingers. And
that's
I think you guys.
You
I think
fingers.
You. I
that's
think you
why
guys,
you had your fingers
so
crossed.
That's what, okay.
You guys think you can get.
I knew
you get
it.
Up early. You do your early podcast. You get me in here. You have this intervention. I'm not. I am beyond livid with you two. And you,
Chris,
Kevin.
Cover is Ovid. And it's time to get back to work or maybe go to the store. Or you can go to school.
Fine.
But you're not going to get a communications degree, okay?
Fine.
You're going to learn a trade.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
A BA in little videos. Not happening.
Fine, I'll go back to school to be a nurse.
Good.
And no becoming like a TikTok influencer nurse.
Yes. No, you are not going to be in your scrubs and then throw a shoe in the air and then you catch the shoe on your foot.
I got a song for you.
A high heel.
I bet you could guess what it is.
Tater Boy, what is it?
No, it's no scrubs.
No, I didn't see that coming, to be honest.
Kevin has something he wants to say as well. Kevin has prepared a little something.
Kevin, I swear to God.
Chris, I know you're interested in nursing, but if you were come to the hardware store...
Wow, the thing you prepared was exactly like following up on
something.
Nursing stuff. I never heard.
I guess this really is a passion
before.
Of yours, Chris. You and Kevin must have discussed it.
Well, everyone knew that I gave up nursing to make little videos.
Wow. It's obvious.
At the beginning of the pandemic, you quit nursing.
Yep.
When the pandemic started.
Yep.
To make little videos.
To become a micro influencer.
Real nice.
Very little videos.
What was that, Sean?
The gas station TV.
Kevin, please.
If you were to come to the hardware store.
The gas station TV called me a one pump chump the other day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess to get my attention, they were like, hey, you one pump chump.
Was it Seth?
Like I'm supposed to be pumping my gas multiple times?
Is it Seth Meyers calling you that? It's usually him on the TV.
Yeah. Seth Meyers for Heineken Zero. Because you can get what fun to like be pumping your gas at the gas station, go in the station, get a Heine at the AM/PM, drink it while you're pumping your gas.
Yep. Get in the car and peel out.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Kevin, tell me what you want. What can I do for you? How can I change my life, my peaceful, lazy life, to make you happy?
Thanks for asking. There's two departments you could join at the hardware store if you were to come, and I manage both of these two departments. There's several departments, but there's two that you could be a part of. Keys.
These are
Oh, okay.
I just said that Curtis runs the key making machine. Yeah. You don't. And there are no departments.
That's going to create so much animosity.
Yeah, it's going to be really violent.
He has the machine. I do it from scratch. So you could join my key copying department, which is fun.
Kevin,
and you have
do
weekends
not hold
off.
Up your keys on the video feeds.
Yeah, can please. I screenshot that so I can.
So they can like
copy the
3D print. Yeah. Right now. People like watching this feed at home, there are 3D printed key copies just coming out of the special drive that these people have. They
shooting
just do
out.
It automatically. Yes.
Yeah.
Copy the keys.
Okay.
Hiding the other side now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do those from scratch. Or you can help me build the play place.
Okay.
We have a lot
of a very cute drill.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we need to make a big play place.
We need to make a play place in the hardware store. Like it's an aisle for the men to play in.
For the men to play in, yes. Mm. We need something for them to do.
Okay. You know what? This doesn't sound that bad. I've been looking for structure, actually. I didn't like the way that... Sean, it's good that you came first, you know, because you're bad cop. Hayes, you're good cop. And then we have Kevin just...
Sean, did you have
all
a that's what she said?
Bad.
Nanny.
Did you have a that's what she
all
said?
Cops
what,
are bad.
A second ago? I thought I saw that's what she said on your face. Am I wrong about that?
I've always got one in the chamber, you know?
Okay. Maybe it was related to something else. I just wanted to make sure that one.
Because, I mean,
Sean,
it's good
that you went first.
What happened?
He said came, and I thought, and I just, yeah, I thought I saw you do the deep inhale that in preparation for it.
And Hayes, that's really nice of you because what happens, it's like the Raisin in the Sun poem, what happens to a that's what she said deferred, you know, does it fester or does it explode? And it can really live in a body if you don't let it out. And so I think it's really good that you offered that release.
Does it rupture like a zit?
Does it blow its brains out?
Mm-hmm.
Like Randy in the end of Collateral. Oh, that's important.
He kills himself. What?
Yeah.
And he plays the Jamie Foxx character?
He ad-libs it. Yeah. He gets it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Every character.
That's
every
a big
character
change.
It's one of the only changes.
Every character kills themselves?
Extras too. Yeah, everyone.
What background?
Everyone's got to. Michael Mann
Shakespearean?
Said.
Shakespearean.
Everyone's got to go. Yeah. Kevin, yeah, man. You know, I'll come with you and I'll build the play place. And I appreciate this intervention. I get that.
Great.
I get that it's been going on too long. And great. This is a long
great.
Time coming.
It's just, yeah.
This episode, do you think it's been going on too long?
I don't see okay. a little video.
No.
Okay,
I mean,
no, if you think so, that's
what
fine.
I've
no,
been
we can
doing.
Go, we
yeah,
can go.
Chris, geez,
that's not,
the episode
guys.
Is too long
Bye.
For you.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.